The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Neil Herland. A plan to stabilize Haiti is already running into trouble, as different factions on the island say they won't take part, and gangs say they will resist any multinational force that tries to enter the capital, Evan Dyer reports.
On Tuesday, an international conference agreed to set up a transitional council to guide Haiti to elections. But on Wednesday, one of those parties, Petit Dessalines, denounced the council and appeared to say it won't take part. Its leader, Haitian Senator Moïse Jean-Charles, says he'd rather form a governing junta with former rebel Guy Philippe, who led a successful revolt against Jean-Bertrand Aristide 20 years ago and then spent years in a U.S. prison for drug trafficking, and who also says he won't accept the transitional council.
We're not going to accept that masquerade. No one is going to accept that.
Philippe says he wants to be Haiti's new leader, and he's offering an amnesty to the gangs if that happens. That would be music to the ears of this man, gang leader Jimmy Barbecue Cherizier, who's sworn to resist any international force that arrives to restore order in the capital. Evan Dyer, CBC News, Ottawa.
Two courts in Japan have ruled in favor of same-sex marriage today. One of them declared that Japan's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. Shino Kawachi was a plaintiff in one of the cases.
The wind is changing, and we hope this decision will be another stepping stone towards the turning point.
But the Japanese courts don't have the power to actually change the laws in the country. The government would have to make such a move. Japan is the only G7 nation that does not allow same-sex marriage. Aid agencies and doctors say the conditions for pregnant women and new mothers in Gaza are worse than they were more than a century ago. The UN says 180 women give birth every day in the territory amid deplorable conditions. Chris Brown reports.
Relentless Israeli attacks have destroyed most of Gaza's hospitals and most of the safe places mothers can give birth. 39-year-old Nerman Abu Saif had her daughter in November.
I only had half the regular amount of anesthesia for my cesarean section, she said, of her excruciating delivery. According to UN agencies, on average, 340 people share a single toilet, and expectant mothers told us they aren't drinking water to minimize the need to visit them and avoid infection. Up to 1,300 people are sharing a single shower. Under such wretched conditions, Dr. Nabil Nabam said many women go into labor early.
It's very bad hygiene, so infection is common.
UNICEF says the babies of up to 5,500 Palestinian women due to give birth in March are all at risk of dying. Chris Brown, CBC News, London.
In less than a month, people across eastern Canada will have a chance to watch a rare phenomenon. The solar eclipse on April 8th has people booking up hotels, schools canceling classes, and museums planning viewings. Sarah Eldaba has more on the importance of using the right eyewear.
I'm very excited.
The planetarium in Montreal has given out over 285,000 pairs of special glasses to kids in Montreal schools ahead of the eclipse. They look like paper 3D glasses, except they have black lenses that are almost completely opaque to block sunlight. Olivier Hernandez is the head of the planetarium. He says the full eclipse, when the moon completely covers the sun, will be a rare sight to see without glasses.
And you will be able to see the corona of the sun, which is extraordinary to see.
But Hernandez says it's important to wear eclipse glasses during the partial eclipse when looking at the sun. Dr. Samir Jabour is an ophthalmologist.
Unfortunately, there is no treatment for any form of damage done to the retina because of the sun.
The American Astronomical Society has a list of trusted North American suppliers, and some libraries and universities across Ontario and Quebec are handing them out for free. Sarah Aldaba, CBC News, Montreal.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Neil Herland.